But I just wanted to say one thing, like, following Sylvia was absolutely an experience from that point, that she was carrying something. You know, it was always, we were always with a headset on our heads, on our ears, like, we were almost like a back of her thoughts, of her troubles, of her inside world, you know. We were following her as a, she was kind of dragging the back. But, you know, she really kind of shared her thoughts with us, she shared her emotions and everything with us, and she carried something, you know, she carried something on her back, on her shoulders. And I was just thinking, like, you know, all the people who were walking on that street are carrying stories as hers, you know, kind of comparing. Probably not the same, but all of us have a story to say. And it was just an amazing experience that she was just one of the thousands. And we have the privilege to hear what she wants to say and what she has to say. So thank you for that.
I like the whole perspective of her attitude. She has been, Kimiete has shown a very positive mental attitude, regardless the obstacles she has been coming through, and she has stayed determined and focused and ready for any eventualities in her life, which has made her to sound more successful regardless. You know, a lot of people throwing negative words and throwing things on the street to her and claiming that the Bulgaria of the national, they are coming over here to take jobs. And the whole concept, you know, it put me in one corner whereby she tried to pull the pride down by not telling her parents the lowest poor job we can say as national, as non-nationals, is the most adrenalated job in any Irish community. They tend to feel cleaners, non-nationals are coming over here to take cleaner jobs. They are forgetting about the professional jobs. So it brings a very clear, you know, focus on how these people have got a very negative attitude towards foreigners. Not forgetting that they are saying that we are coming over here to take their jobs. But if you look at the moment, what's happening in Australia, the Australia people are pissed off with Irish. They are saying that they should get out of this country, even prefer blacks.
Yeah.
You see, so it's trying to remove a speck from somebody's eye, whereas you cannot remove a speck in your eye.
Mm.
So it's a very, very innovative and very educative to the community.
But it's very interesting that migration is actually very connected to economic reasons.
Yeah.
But I think it's just people, even they have their choice, so they just move around and they just want to find their places around the world. And we still kind of don't want to see that aspect of moving around, you know. So we always focus on, of course, when people move somewhere, they tend to get jobs or to live out from something. But still, we are more focusing on that economical, you know, aspect of immigration, not of that kind of emotional approach.
My country is my family.
Yeah.
And my country is finished, you know?
It's really sad.
Yeah, because me, I didn't come for economical problem. I came from, like, political problem.
Mm.
Democracy and politics is very important. But economic, if I don't have any job, it's okay for me. If I have the job, it's okay. You know, I'm satisfied with this situation.
Yeah, because I think the difference is, like, possibly in when Bulgaria became part of EU or other countries, it's like you could, it's like a lottery for people that you could suddenly go from your country and buy a house in 4 years. Just like the place just emptied out of the young people.
Although I don't think Bulgaria has a political problem at all.
No, it does actually.
No, like dictatorship, no.
No, there was no dictatorship. There was nothing formal like that. There was just like real strong racism between gypsies and Bulgarians. So it's informal civil war. Like, it's not really like people are not very, well, they are carrying guns on the streets and stuff like that. It's not open, but it's quite strong tension. And it's not just in Bulgaria, I believe. It's like all over East Europe, like the gypsies and, you know, the natives or whatever.
You hate gypsies? So,
I don't actually, but I don't live there. And it's kind of that thing that people just don't accept each other. It's not just one-sided. It's not just Bulgarian hate gypsies. It's gypsies hate Bulgarian
as
well.
It's like multicultures.
So, yeah.
Like multicultures country.
Yeah.
Some part of it, they are Turkish, they are gypsy.
Yeah, used to be racism between Bulgarians and Turkish as well. I don't think it's that strong right now, but like the gypsies and Bulgarians, it's actually like a political problem, but we're just so closed within the community, they just don't bring it, kind of don't talk about it, you know, internationally kind of thing. So it's not an EU problem, it's Bulgarian problem. So.
Yeah, whatever. And that's why we have this, for us it's very quite dangerous line, you know, she says about gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed that. Mm-hmm. I just felt that we wanted to see kind of how that food chain you're talking about, that even Sylvia, she might complain about Irish people or whatever, but she herself turns around and says something nasty about gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a sort of putting everybody, you know, down.
Yeah.
But she really wants to be accepted into Irish life, and I think, I don't know, did you find it very emotional? Like, she's so lonely.
She is very lonely, and she do have friends, but not much. And then again, I don't think she really do trust her friends that she have. What I've noticed here in Ireland, you can have friends sometimes. Sometimes good friends, sometimes not. A good friend is a friend who can help you, maybe if you need something, or if they can help you, or if you need advice, they can advise you. But sometimes you can have bad friends who got bad influence and all that. But Sylvia, on the way, she do have friends, but not really her close friends. Like, she can say, she can tell them anything. We got different cultures. Here in Ireland, I should think that because long time ago, they've never seen different people coming into their country. It's just like everybody else. Even in Africa, if you come from other country, people say so many things. What are you doing here? Why are you coming here? And all those things. We got all the same. It's not only here.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening everywhere, all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
wait,
long time.
Country?
My country is Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, oh.
Yes, but now my Zimbabwe is dead. So, if it was a house, we could lock it up and not open that house again. So, I mean, wherever you go, even, I don't know about other people, but I will talk about my country. When I leave my country to go to South Africa, they always say, why are you coming? You get arrested, you send back. You go to Botswana, they do the same thing. So, I mean, it's everywhere. I'm not surprised when Irish people say, you are coming to take our jobs and blah, 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 and all those things. It's happening everywhere. But now the problem is, again, the economy is very down, and I should think that whatever that little they have, they'll want to keep for themselves, not for somebody else. So now Bulgaria, wherever, Zimbabwe, all these other countries, it's very difficult. It's really very difficult for Irish people to, and it's a small country, it's not a big country, you know. And I should think that this show is very good. I should think it will, like in my country, we do have a drive-in where you drive in and see the show. So if it was big, then people maybe will learn that nobody's coming to take anything, but we're trying to help, and we need help also. I think the way Sylvia was playing, it would be nice to see it in a big screen where everybody can see, people can drive in and see the show. Because it was really very nice. It can teach you something.
Oh, okay.
I really got something very nice there.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it very much.
Okay.
It could be good like that.
From the beginning, actually, I thought that all those people we were talking, that were talking, the crowd, I thought it's actually was where I had thought.
Yeah.
But it was very emotional. I'm always emotional anyway, but I thought it was very strong. Now thinking back, maybe I had points when I didn't understand what was happening, especially about all this customs of Orfei, you know, and things like that. But, you know, now thinking back, I think it was just perfect.
Okay.
And also, Sylvia's ability to kind of adjust herself to the situation and, you know, interact with people. And the whole idea of interactive drama is just amazing. I think it's actually first time, first experience, and I think it should be developed more because it's great.